Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Yes, how great thou art. Okay, one of the best traditional hymns ever written. Amen. Well, this brings us into our message, our first message of the night. Okay, and I got it. It's a devotional, and I titled it Rest in God. You see, the Christian life is meant to be marked by simplicity. Jesus summed up our purpose with two statements, love God and love people. But in our humanity, we have made a complex what God designed to be peaceful, personable, and simple. See, A.W. Tozer remarks in the pursuit of God, every age has its own characteristics. Right now, we are in an age of religious complexity. The simplicity which is in Christ is really found among us. And it's indeed our programs, methods, organizations, and world nervous activities which occupy time and attention, but can never satisfy the longing of the heart. See, the shallowness of our inner experience, the hollowness of our worship, and the several limitations of the world which marks our promotional methods all testify that we, in this day, know God only imperfectly and the peace of God scarcely at all. If we would find God amid all the religious externals, we must first determine to find him and then proceed in the way of simplicity. So may we discover the peace and joy that comes from pursuing a simple Christianity this week. One of the simple core values of restored relationship with our Heavenly Father is rest. From the beginning, God amplified his importance. Genesis 2:3 said, God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his works that he had done in creation. And in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9 through 13 says, so then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter the rest so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the division of the soul and the spirit, of joints and marrow, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart, and no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. I fear that we as children of God have allowed the busyness and stress of our world to influence us in greater ways than living in the active word of our Heavenly Father. We are designed for rest. We are designed to have a full day and various times throughout each day set aside to simply enjoy God and the blessed life he has given us. See, when we value success and busyness over relationship with God and obedience to his commands, our priorities begin to fall out of place. When we choose busyness over rest, we place more value on whatever we are working toward than our restored relationship with God and the abundant life he died to give us. You see, we are created to work prior to sin entering the story of humanity. Adam and Eve labored for God. Work is not a symptom of fall, okay, but rather an incredible joy and privilege given to us by the hand of our Father. But our society promotes a lie that resting is directly related to laziness or selfishness, and working is always good. See, too much work takes us outside of the grace and the provision of God, for our work enforces us to labor in our own strength. God has a perfect plans and grace for everything he has laid before you, but it's often in rest that you will be refueled and made ready to receive that grace to accomplish your task. It is in that rest that our souls are restored, replenished, and filled. And it's in that rest that we are able to take time to be thankful and celebrate what God has helped us accomplish, rather than always bearing the burden of never-ending list of tasks before us. So may we be children who choose to live the word and systems of God rather than the values and structures of the world. May we be children who live with the simple core value of rest as we follow the model of our Heavenly Father. So first, meditate on God's desire to bring you to rest. Allow Scripture to renew your mind and transform the way you make decisions and live. Exodus 34:21 says, 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall rest, and in plowing time in the harvest you shall rest. So where have you forgone rest for business and work? In what ways have you allowed society to influence you more than God's word? Thirdly, confess to God any ways in which you have forsaken rest and receive his forgiveness. Ask God to fill you with fresh vision for purpose behind rest. Ask him to guide you into a lifestyle of taking a Sabbath. Rest in him right now and allow him to replenish and rejuvenate you with the presence. Chapter 11, verses 28 and 30, come to me, all who labor or are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So a large part of being led by the Spirit is following where God's grace takes you. See, God has grace and provision for every task he has laid before you. He will help you accomplish everything you need to do in a timely, productive fashion. If you don't feel grace for whatever task is before you, take time to ask the Spirit what he would have you do. Sometimes he will replenish you on the spot so you can keep working. Other times he will have something else for you to do instead. But often he will guide you into a few moments of rest and finding satisfaction in him so that you can work with a proper perspective on his strengths rather than just your own. May you work and rest in the grace and glory of your Heavenly Father today. I highly suggest that if you get a chance, okay, pick up your Bible and read Hebrews chapter 4. It'll bring this devotional into light for you. And so that you may be able to comprehend it more. Okay? Let me just ask you all. Okay? Because we're going to do the altar call now. How many of you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be a personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because I'm going to give you a chance in a few moments. But let me ask you, are you tired of wandering around this world, not knowing which way to go, which way is up, or which way is down? Okay? Are you dazed and confused? Okay? You're longing for something but don't know what it is? Are you lost but you're needing to be found? Are you suffering from some depression or anxiety? Or maybe you're suffering from something worse, such as drug addiction or alcoholism, sexual immorality, okay, or gambling or gaming addiction or internet addiction or overeating. Whatever it may be, you see, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, guess what? He's got to know you. So if he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So my question is, are you willing to let the Lord Jesus Christ be your personal Savior tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always, always keep you highly favored. And you see, we want you to call in, okay, to area code 657 383-1487. Let me repeat that again for you. We want you to call into area code 657-383-1487. And then press that one key. And you see, when you press the one key, you will come on live, and you will be able to talk with us and tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Okay? See, right now, the Father, the Son, okay, the Holy Spirit, okay, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you have decided to become a child of God and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So won't you let us rejoice with them. Amen. And once again, that number is 657-383-1487. And then press the 1 key. Okay? Amen. Well, I see I've got a dear brother on the line. Okay, he's been on the line waiting for a while. Let me bring him on. Okay? It is my brother, Bishop Don Cornelius. How you doing, Brother Don?
Shalom, Kenny. How you doing, brother?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm feeling blessed and highly favored.
Well, that is good.
Kenny, did you cite tonight's sermon, brother?
No. This was written for me. This was a devotional.
Oh, so it's like a part you wrote it. Oh.
Yeah.
Good for you, Kenny.
Thank you.
Very, very, very good, brother. Am I allowed to read an excerpt from BBF's book?
I don't know, because I don't know what's in that book.
I probably shouldn't read it on the Godly Show.
No, you probably
shouldn't. I don't want Tony to yell at me. Although, he probably already hates me anyway.
No,
is anybody else in the queue, Kenny?
Well, we've got a person from 111 who just pushed the one key. Let me bring him on and see what he has to say. Okay.
Shalom.
Can you hear
it? Hello.
Hello, Shalom.
You're a stupid dick sock. You're a stupid dick sock.
Oh. Okay.
What is that, Kenny?
Well, that was somebody being ungodly. Yes. Yeah, that's what that was. Oh, we got some more 111 callers and pushing one. Monkey, let's take them one by one and slowly get rid of them. Amen. Okay.
Shalom!
111, you're on the air.
Shalom!
111, you're on the air. I know. 111, you're on the air.
Shalom!
111, you're on the air.
I just keep repeating shalom.
I know.
What is that noise?
Somebody knocking. Okay.
Oh.
He's lost, but he needs to be found. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Okay, let's see. We got one more. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
He dropped just as he was going to say something. Evidently, it wasn't going to be good. Okay, we got another one. Let's see. Hello, 111, you're on the air. Hello?
What the
fuck
is
this? Yeah, okay. Shenanigans and tomfoolery. Okay, this is like I thought.
This is crazy. It's just all chicanery and tomfoolery. What is up with people tonight, Kenny?
I don't know. Is it a full moon?
I don't know. That's a very good question, Kenny. I don't know. But it's crazy how many people are calling in and just acting a fool.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
On a nightly basis.
Yeah, well, they must think this is the Tony Gaga show.
Well, did they not listen to your message? I mean, I listened to the message. It was very powerful.
I guess not. Because a lot of them are just calling back in over and over again. It's the same 111s. Okay, so I'm not going to bother with them.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I really wish somebody would call in that has like a godly, you know, something godly to speak on. It would be nice, you know. It's always uplifting to hear people, you know, share the word of the Lord and whatnot. But I guess that's just not going to happen tonight.
Well, where's Spencer at tonight? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I haven't really spoken to him today. So I'm not positive, but I'm hoping he's listening to the show, you know. I know he tries to listen when he can.
Johnny Longfeather just pressed the one key. Let me bring him on and see what he has to say. Okay. Hello, Johnny. How you doing?
Hello, Ken.
Shalom,
doing?
Johnny.
I'm pretty good. I heard you're having some connection issues.
Yeah, tomfoolery.
Oh.
Chicanery. Lots of chicanery tonight.
Hijinks.
Amen.
That's another word you could
shenanigans,
use.
Shenanigans, brother.
Hijinks.
Shenanigans.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Johnny, what did you think of the good word tonight, the sermon, brother? Did you enjoy it?
Sorry, I wasn't on the air, or I wasn't on the line. I did not hear the sermon.
Oh.
I thought maybe there'd be a special guest tonight other than DC2. I thought maybe Wanda might be here, or perhaps Doctrine, or maybe kind of a flat earth guest, maybe.
No.
Is that why you weren't tuned in? You
I was worried
out
that the flat earth guy was going to be back. It really bothers me.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that
Wanda
guy was
also.
a little strange. Yeah, I think Wanda might be in a crack house. I'm not sure, though.
No.
Kenny.
Don't say that.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she doesn't do that. Okay?
Amen.
She's a very energetic lady.
Amen.
Yes, what she does is her business.
That's right, what she does is her business.
Oh,
she shared,
amen.
If she wanted to share that with us, then that's what she should do. Okay?
Well, she did share it. Previously, she did say that she was a drug addict and a prostitute. But I digress, so we won't get into it.
Well,
that's right.
The past is the past.
That's true.
Yeah,
past is the past.
The past is the past. We all have a past, some of it good, some of it bad. Okay?
Amen, Kenny.
Some
Amen.
People
Preach,
have a
Kenny.
Lot of bad. Some people have a little bit of bad.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh.
So what's the name? What's this book you want to quote from?
Nobody's going to quote from the book.
I'm not going to quote from any books this evening out of respect for Kenny and Tony.
I thought it was the Bible?
Oh, no. It's a book written by somebody that Kenny doesn't like, so I chose not to read it. The excerpt.
Oh.
I was going to read.
I didn't know it was going to be something scandalous. I thought it was the Bible.
It was going to touch on Kenny finding the Lord, you know. It was a passage from the book about Kenny finding the Lord, but there's some, you know, there's no reason to read it because I don't want to.
Okay, don't even bring it up, even though I just did. I'm sorry.
Amen.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to play some music and...
I'm getting it hung up on.
The Bible reading. So sit back
and
enjoy...
For all crack the whip, brother.
No. No whip cracking here.
Nothing like that's going on.
No.
Godly show.
Okay?
Amen.
So I'm going to play some music and then we're going to go with the Bible reading. And Tony's going to bless us tonight with the Bible reading. Okay?
Oh,
so sit back and listen to some music and wait for Tony to come on and give. Bible reading. Okay, here we go.
Tonight I will be taking on where Ken left off last night with Job. So if you'd like to read along, I will be doing Job 11, Psalm 17, 1 through 3, Proverbs 4, 14 through 15. Then Zophar the Nemethite answered and said, "Should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be vindicated? Should your empty talk make men hold their peace? And when you mock, should no one rebuke you? For you have said, 'My doctrine is pure, and I am clean in your eyes.' But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against you, that he would show you the secrets of wisdom, for they would double your prudence. Know therefore that God exacts from you less than your iniquity deserves. Can you search out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limits of the Almighty? There are higher than heaven, what can you do? Deeper than Sheol, what can you know? Their measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he passes by, imprisons, and gathers to judgment, then who can hinder him? For he knows deceitful men. He sees wickedness also. Will he not consider it? For an empty-headed man will be wise when a wild donkey's colt is born a man. If you would prepare your heart and stretch out your hands toward him, if iniquity were in your hand and you put it far away and would not let wickedness dwell in your tents, then surely you could lift up your face without spot. Yes, you could be steadfast and not fear, because you would forget your misery and remember as it waters that have passed away, and your life would be brighter than noonday. Though you were dark, you would be like the morning, and you would be secure because there is hope. Yes, you would dig around you and take your rest in safety. You would also lie down, and no one would make you afraid. Yes, many would court your favor, but the eyes of the wicked, they'll fail, and they shall not escape, and their hope loss of life." Then Job answered and said, "No doubt you are the people, and wisdom will die with you. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Indeed, who does not know such things as these? I am one mocked by his friends who called upon God, and he answered him, and just and blameless, who is ridiculed. A lamp is despised in the thought of one who is at ease. It is made ready for those whose feet slip. The tents of robbers prosper, and those who revoke God are secure in what God provides by his hand. But now ask the beasts, and they will teach you, and the birds of the air, they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, and the fish of the sea will explain to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In whose hand is the life of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind? Does not the ear test words, and the mouth taste its food? Wisdom is with aged men, and with length of days and understanding. Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Even so, I will defend my own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite could not come before him. Listen carefully to my speech and to my declaration with your ears. See now, I have prepared my case. I know that I shall be vindicated. We're going to move down a little farther now to Psalm 17, 1 and 3. Here we hear, hear a just cause. O Lord, attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer, which is not from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from your presence. Let your eyes look on the things that are upright. You have tested my heart. You visited me in the night. You have tried me and found nothing. I have proposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Now we're going to leave you with Proverbs 4, 14, 15. Do not enter the path of wickedness, and do not walk away in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. I really want to thank you guys for letting me do this tonight. I want to thank Ken's listeners for letting me give this a try. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did sharing it.
Amen. Amen.
I'll turn you back over to Ken.
Amen. All right. Well, that was great. Let me get situated. Okay. Lost my shoe. Okay. So. Okay, coming back to the mic. All righty. Okay, so that was a great reading there, Tony. You did a really, really great job on that.
Thank you.
Amen. And I hope my listeners think so too. So let me bring on Don and see what he has to say. Hey, Don.
What's up, Kenny? Can you hold on 1 second? I want to plug my phone headphones in, brother.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I wasn't expecting to come back on, so hold on 1 second. All right. Okay, buddy. I thought it was beautiful, man.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, listen. I was just going to say, Tony F. is very he's very smooth when he reads, and he's just very polished the way he says these things, and it's very very well put together, and the message that he sends is very well received. I'll say that.
Amen. Do you think he should do the Bible readings more often?
I mean, yeah, I think he's good at it. If he's willing to, I mean, why not? It's great to have another voice on the show, and I think he does a good job. And I think, you know, as long as he doesn't mind reading it, I would absolutely. He gets my vote, brother.
Okay, man, got mine. Okay, I heard him read it, and he read the Bible with such passion. Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
And and you know, when you read the Bible, you should have passion. Okay. Okay, it should move you. Okay. You know, and like I said, we do these Bible readings for people that do not have Bibles, okay? Okay, or maybe they're just too busy and they just don't get a chance to read their Bible. So we figure we're going to do this, okay, on a nightly basis, okay? And, you know, do devotionals, okay, and do prophetic words, okay, on our shows from Tuesday to Friday. Saturday shows are a little bit different, where we do a sermon on addiction, or whereas this Saturday coming up, okay, is our Saturday night Shabbat Sabbath service. So I'll be doing a sermon, and then of course Sunday, you know, we do a sermon for church. So Tuesday through Friday is good to do this. So it gives people a chance to interact if they so choose to.
I agree, Ken, and I would just say this, and I know maybe I shouldn't ask this over the air, but I'll just ask anyway. So is the plan for – is Wanda still a part of the ministry? She seems to miss a lot of the shows.
I really don't know.
Wanda is like a free spirit. She comes, she goes. We accept her word when it comes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't you want someone dependable to be there every Wednesday, though?
Like, because it's supposed to be her show. It's not supposed to be my show, okay? And have to prepare just in case she doesn't show up.
Okay, well, let's discuss.
Yeah, well, we're not going to discuss it. But now, if for some reason I can find another female that wants to take it over, well, then so be it. But I leave that in God's hands, and He will direct the path.
Amen, Kenny. Praise be.
Amen. Okay, we got another caller from it's a 111 call. Hopefully, maybe it's going to be a good caller.
But
let's bring him on and
please.
See.
Let's pray.
No
yeah,
tomfoolery,
right.
Please.
Amen. 111, you're on the air.
Why are you a piece of shit? Okay?
What? Who is this?
Yeah, it was tomfoolery. Okay.
Who was that, Kenny? Was yelling at
me. Playing a recording.
Oh. Ungodly language.
Yeah, I know.
They're trying to trick DC too. That's not funny, Tony.
Yeah.
They got old DC too. They got DC too, brother. They got me. I have to admit it.
Yeah, it was a recording.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. It Tom Bullery. What happened? You know, I don't know why.
Oh, real quick, Kenny.
To call into
Kenny,
a godly show would be funny.
Kenny, I just wanted to make sure that Tony heard my apology, public apology.
Yes, he did. He heard it. Okay.
All right, good.
It came across loud and strong.
Brother.
Hey, DC, you know, I don't really like discussing other things on the air, on the show.
I'm sorry.
No, wait, hold on. I did hear you the other night, Sunday night. I did hear what you had to say, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate you.
You're very
Amen.
Welcome.
Well, it was Thursday night, but...
We always listen to it.
Yeah.
That
makes
my heart
happy. Definitely Yeah,
that makes my heart happy that me and Tony are now we're good and hopefully everything's in the past and we can move on as far as just moving forward with the Lord's word and everything. And I love being on the show and supporting you guys, so I appreciate Tony being so kind about this. And I'm really happy to be a part of the show and looking forward to what you guys have in store.
I'm looking forward to you being part of the show. Who knows? Maybe you might get to the point where you might want to co-host with me. Okay.
Oh, I would,
okay?
But I feel like I got to earn that from you guys, and I have not earned that. So, you know, maybe someday,
well, no.
But I definitely.
Yeah, but maybe at one point in time that could happen. Okay.
Well, that's a goal. I'll set that goal, brother.
Okay. Sounds great. Okay.
All right, Kenny.
Well,
you can put me on mute, brother.
Okay, I'll put you on mute, my brother.
So I'm just listening.
We got another caller. Okay, from 111. Hello, 111. You're on the air.
Tony Evans, wrong and stupid.
Okay. Oh well. That's okay. Well, we're gonna play some more music now. Okay, and then we'll get into the prophetic word, and then Tony will. Take us out with a closing prayer.
Thank you.
Into the prophetic words. All right. This goes out to everyone out there who needs to hear this word. Okay, for today. The Father says today, believe me for the best. When you pray, articulate to me better and best in all that you are anticipating. I am not a God of small outcomes. Why would you ask me for provisions to just barely get by? Beloved, coping prayers are not faith-filled prayers. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and barely getting by. Just barely surviving is not a legitimate hope. Ask for things that are better, better and best. That is the prayer that delights my heart and the prayer I'm disposed to answer. Making this decision this day to live by the principle of the highest first. I have given you all things richly to enjoy. There is nothing anemic about my promises or my word. The work of Calvary is in your life to do a complete, full, and overabundant deliverance, not a barely getting by weak answer to feeble prayer. So plan, says God, to go first class all the way, for I am not a second class God in any manner. And believing for better and best, you are finally opening your thinking up to what I actually have in mind for you. Amen. Well, I hope that word of encouragement that the Father gave me to give to you, okay, helps you in any way. Amen. All righty. Well, we're going to get Tony F. over here, okay, to give us his closing prayer, and then we will go in with a closing song.
Thanks. One more time, I'd like to thank you all out there for letting me give that a shot, and maybe you will be hearing more from me in the future, in fact, the very near future. I just want you to remember that here at God Rainbows Ministry, our light shines on you all. Leave us tonight knowing that you're loved and cared for and that his arms will protect you as you sleep through the night. And tomorrow, as you go through your day, just take a moment and remember that he is there, he's always there. So until we meet again, same godly show, same godly time, same godly channel, peace be with you.
Amen. All righty. Yes, tomorrow night, okay, it's Saturday night, Shabbat Sabbath service. It's a messianic type of service that I do every other week. Okay? So, and this starts at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And we hope and pray that you all join us for a heart-filled worship service. Amen. So I'm going to close this out with this song. And I hope you enjoy it. Here we go. So good night, folks. It's been fun. I enjoy preaching. I enjoy teaching. And I hope you did too. Amen.
Amen.
Bye-bye.